praising Jesus for all the things he brought us through. Yes, Lord, we praise your name, Lord. You're bringing us through this COVID-19, and we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow, many arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my soul, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul from my thorns aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever betide. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow, many arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my Lord leads me on, through him we must win. Oh, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, cares all past, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just the idea to know that we'll be on the streets of glory, rejoicing in the Lord, serving him, glorifying him throughout all our days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we want to see him. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise, majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Yes, Lord. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Hallelujah. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Yes, yes, Lord. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah.
To come forth, decided almost 10 years ago, folks, this will be, we are in our celebration year. We are grateful that the Lord planted the seed for them to have this call where we could come and commune and hear the word that's going to come forth. Please just silence your heart and your mind, and going to open this call up in prayer, and I'm going to move out the way and then let the call move forward. Good morning, Father God. Thank you so much. We stand in gratitude. We are grateful for the voice that we heard earlier this morning, the song that you had come out of your child's mouth and that was able to just enlighten us, Father. We are grateful that we were able to wake up this morning, Father. We have gratitude in our heart for what you're doing with us, around us. Father God, we are grateful that you have gotten our attention, that we have now have to become closer to you, Father. Sometimes we just, as children do, we just need a little tap on the shoulder so that we know who the true leader is, Father. We know that it's you, and you're doing everything in love right now, Father. We are grateful that you had the co-founders that came forth this morning and decided, that, well, not this morning, 10 years ago, Father, and then they decided they this call was prevalent, and that you knew 10 years ago that we would need this call every day, Father. We are grateful, Father God, that you deemed it not robbery, that we're here to be able to listen to the word that's going to come out of your child's mouth, Father. We are grateful that you've planted this word in the speaker's heart, and we are going to have our ears open, our hearts open, our spirits open, and we're going to listen and nourish on this word, Father. We're grateful for the new listener that is on the line right now, Father. We are grateful for the senior listener that's on the line right now, Father. And we just want to let you know that we don't take it lightly. We know that you are the great I am, and thank you for everything you're doing for us on this day and every day moving forward. To that and our brothers, in our brother's name, Jesus, we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve, and I will now turn this call over to the host.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am. You're back again?
I'm back again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And, oh, yes, Minister Benita, I am grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing the Lord to use you this morning to bring us to this point to say, yes, we are grateful. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And even welcome to our new listeners. So blessed to have you with us this morning. I'm going to share a little bit about this call this morning. It started back in October 2010. Yes, we are approaching 10 years, and we're so excited about it. And our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, stood on God's word and started this call. So with that, the word of God they stood on was Psalms 88:13, saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite others, as Minister Cynthia always does, to invite others to let them know this is a great, great way to start their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to any time of the day or night. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme for this year, which is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So with that, we are so thankful that God is allowing us to see the greater works take place through us, with us, and in us. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You can be a greeter, which Minister Benita did, or you can host, which is what I'm doing. I thought I heard somebody singing out there this morning, and I don't want to call her out, but I heard that voice, and we are so excited about people coming on, just praising the Lord, giving God all that you have. You can join us by sending us your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started this call was this awesome, awesome health and wellness company called Artist International. And we're so thankful to our founders, the Diaz de Leon family, who started this company well over 30 years. And we are now Artist Life. We're so thankful for the wonderful, wonderful products that we have to help others, especially during this pandemic. And we got a new product, you guys, called the 5-in-1 Shield. And I tell you, get with the person that invited you. They'll share more information with you. And also, today is Testimonial Thursday, where you can hear live testimonies of these awesome products. You can go to this call right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. Manager D. Lee will be hosting that call, Testimonial Thursday. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because I know that this powerful woman of God is going to bring something rich from the throne room of God. And we're so thankful that she's a part of this wonderful TMC family. I'm talking about Minister Willa Peterson. Excuse me. Minister Peterson lives in Tampa, Florida, with the love of her life, to whom she has been married for over 45 years, Mr. Jerry Peterson. And she is the mother of three children and the grandmother of one granddaughter. She's our granddaughter as well. She's called Bibi. And we're talking about Big Girl Taryn. And not only that, she is the mother in love to three bonus children, Stephanie, Angela, and Eddie. And we're so thankful to God that she is a member of Bible-Based Fellowship Church. And I'm telling you, she can bring it every time. She has served there as she serves there right now as the Salvation Army minister. She serves in the Justice Ministry, the Global Missions Ministry. She loves the Lord with her heart, with all of her heart. And she seeks to exemplify that in everything she does. And I tell you, you can hear it in her voice when she ministers. One of her favorite scriptures is Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I'm talking about the one and only Minister Willa Peterson. I'm introducing to some and so delighted to present to others our one and only Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. I feel like I need to send you a check for all the kind words you've said about me and for bringing us through with worship this morning. I'm telling you, you just set us in the right mode to worship the Lord and to be here this morning. And I believe we heard another songbird, and that is Minister Candy's sister, Shar. Girl, we're going to have to sign you up. You have a beautiful voice. Minister Benita, thank you so much for greeting our family this morning as we took our seats here in our telecommunications sanctuary and for your powerful prayer. And thank you, my TMC family, as Minister Brenda said, for those of you who have joined us for the first time, and for our more seasoned family members, thank you for being here, and we just welcome you each and every time for our new members. You really help to make our day. Now, God has saved us, and just being here with us is a blessing. And to Pastor Vanessa, who we fondly call our Mother Eagle, and our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples, thank you so much for your obedience to the Master's call for over 9 years. We are grateful for this platform where you have given us an opportunity to get nourished every Monday through Friday morning. And we thank you for seeing something in us worthy to present to your people, to God's people today. And I want to thank my family and also for my friends who are joining us this morning. Now, Holy Spirit, please speak through me as I deliver a word that I pray will be a blessing to my brothers and sisters this morning. Father, all of you and none of Willa, we stand as one against Satan and all his cohorts, defeating him with the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Family, this morning, when I said all of you and none of me, it just rang true in my spirit. And it rang true in my spirit when I was thinking about what I would minister to our TMC family this morning. I was amid preparing another message with the key points I wanted to address, and the Holy Spirit said, nope, that's not it. That's not the message for today. So desiring to be obedient and not forge ahead in my own strength, I stilled myself to hear from God. As I sought to hear from him, I thought about the times in which we're living, and my mind reflected on the virus, COVID-19. And the Holy Spirit gave me this acronym, which is the title of my message, Christ over Vicious Infectious Diseases. Now, before I get into the details of my message, and if you're able, I'd like you to take a piece of paper and draw a circle on it. Inside the circle, write COVID and the number 19. Then over that, in capital red letters, write Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is over COVID-19. Psalm 22:28 assures us, for the kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules the nations. With all the devastation, death, and uncertainty about COVID-19 has brought into this entire world, let us not be confused. God has the complete authority over it. He still rules over heaven and earth. He knew about COVID-19 before the foundation of this world. And because God knew, he is not caught without an exit strategy for how all of this will end. It will end for our good and for his glory. So I said, okay, Lord, well, what about the number 19? I got the COVID, you know, I got the acronym, but what about the number 19? Well, in my research, I found, according to the Bible, the number 19 is used as a symbol of faith. The number 19, which is combining of 10 and 9, as you know, usually denotes God's perfect order regarding his judgment in the Bible. You see, the names, and I found this to be interesting, Job and Eve, if we substitute letters for numbers, add up to the number 19. The number 19 represents the beginning or closing of a season of time. So as we emerge from our temporary new normal, it goes without saying that we are closing the season of life as we once knew it and will begin a season that some may enter with question and many with trepidation. As we go forward into our new season, let us enter the season with wisdom, without fearing, believing God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, let us, then that was verse 7, that was 2 Timothy 1:7. So let us declare Christ over vicious infectious diseases, -faith. As we live in this new normal, as we trust the one who is in control, let us be ever mindful that COVID-19 is not from God. For John 10:10 tells us, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. This curse, COVID-19, is in the earth as a result of the great fall in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan and fell for the temptation. You see, Satan is still busy today. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for whomever he can devour. During this season, with the uncertainty of jobs, finances, the devastation from being and doing life without a loved one who may have transitioned from the results of COVID-19 or another illness because of stressed relationships and the like, Satan will stop at nothing and take every opportunity to create havoc in our lives. However, we can counter his schisms and send Satan and his imps fleeing with the word of God. More now than ever, my family, is the time to learn, commit to memory, and meditate on scripture verses. So I just want to share a few verses that have been my rock during uncertain times, and even now as I declare Christ over vicious, infectious diseases by faith. The first scripture verse I want to share with you is Psalm 55:22, which says, cast all your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. We are not to spend our time worrying about the days ahead. The level of our worry reflects the size of our faith, and faith and worry cannot reside in the same temple at the same time. Number two, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I have this sign on my desk, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You see, when we start thinking about things on our own and looking at situations in a different way, it takes us off track. Our minds will tend to wander, and we will not be focused on what God is doing in our lives at this particular time. So trust him, not with just some of your heart, but all of your heart. Number three, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that's Romans 8:37. And again, it says in all things. You know, I love the way the Bible uses the word all, because it's either all or none. As I said, we cannot be double-minded. Verse number four, or point four, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ. Again, that word all, not sometimes, but all the time. Philippians 4:6-8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And then verse 9, I added that as well. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, what do? We meditate on these things. You see, the opposite of peace is worry. According to Jeremiah Study Bible Concordance, the Greek word for anxious means to have a double mind between legitimate thoughts and destructive thoughts. Destructive thoughts will choke out the word of God and cause believers to abandon faith and trust. And isn't that just what Satan wants us to do? So we cannot let him have the upper hand. We cannot be defeated. We must walk this out by faith. The Greek word meditation means to ponder, to consider, to value, to give proper weight. You see, here Paul presents 6 guidelines to proper meditation and thought. Think on what is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. Right thinking will win the battle against worry every single time. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We must live based on what God's word teaches us to believe instead of by what we see. We walk by faith, trusting that God is telling the truth. And one of the examples I like to give just about how everything right now seems to be in disarray. It doesn't seem to be in order. You know, if you were in an airplane and you were to take, and if you were just to walk by a cornfield, that cornfield would look like it's just, it has no order whatsoever. It would look like it's just all messed up. However, if you were to get in a plane and look down on that cornfield,
you would see that the rows are all fashioned in order. There was a plan for that. And while we may not understand what we are going through right now, God has a plan. So lastly, in this uncertain time, how will we as Christians react? Will we panic? Will we fight over how much toilet paper we're going to get? Will we stress eat our quarantine stockpile? You know, because we buy a lot of stuff. You know, you're supposed to go buy a whole bunch of stuff and bemoan the end of the world? Or will we remain calm and put our trust in God? Will we show compassion and help those in need? Will we put others before ourselves? We must believe God will supply again that word all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and that's Philippians 4:19. Will we continue to make God-honoring choices and use this time to build our relationship with Christ and those with whom we live? When the world feels like it's falling apart, my family, eyes are toward us Christians, the Christians. How we respond reflects our faith. Will we display the peace and comfort to be found through faith in Jesus? Or will we act as if God is not big enough to look after us in a time of crisis? People need hope that this world cannot give. Hope that they can only be found through a loving God who rules over all and cares for even the wildflowers and the sparrows. And you can read that in Matthew 6:26-30. So take this time to share Christ with someone or encourage someone. Perform a wellness check, especially on those who live alone, our seniors and the elderly. You just might be the person who will make a difference in their lives. Now, maybe you or someone you know is having a difficult time during right now. You don't have to go through this alone, my family. There is a disaster stress helpline that you can call. And that number I will share with you is 800-985-5990. Again, 800-985-5990. Or you can text Talk With Us at 66746. Again, Talk With Us at 66746. My family, this is a time, as I said, we need to encourage someone. This is a time when we are going through unforeseeable times. We don't know what the day ahead is going to look like, but God knows. COVID-19 has caused and unfortunately will continue to cause overwhelming pain. Nevertheless, we are still blessed, for God has not abandoned you and he has not abandoned me. Remember, Christ over COVID, Christ over vicious infectious diseases by faith. We have read the back of the book, and we win. So keep the faith. God has the answer, and we will come through COVID-19 victoriously. Host, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And yes, we will. I totally agree with you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for that word, that empowered word, to encourage us and remind us that we have the victory through this. God bless you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, you are our salvation. You are our strength. You are our redeemer. You are our sustainer. We thank you, O God, for this day that you have given us. We truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We know, Father God, that you said you are the beginning and you are the end. Besides you, there is none other, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can put all our trust in you, not lean to our own understanding, knowing that you will direct our paths, knowing and trusting, Lord God, that you would lead us and guide us into what you will have us to do. We thank you, Father, that you give us our hearts and our minds to lean toward you in every situation. Father God, thank you for this woman of God who has poured into us, Father God, and reminded us that we can continually trust in you, knowing, Father, that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Thank you for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everywhere her hands touch and her feet tread. Thank you, Father, for blessing her family, Father God, in its entirety. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping her in all her ways. Thank you, Father God, for pouring virtues of your blessings on top of blessings within her and upon her, Father God. As she poured out to us, Father God, we thank you that you're restoring back to her 100-fold. We glorify you, Father, for doing a perfect work in all that are on this call, that you are strengthening them and keeping them in all their ways as they acknowledge you, Father. And with that, we're lifting up those that are going through health challenges. We're calling them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, that your word is forever settled in heaven, and you watch over it to perform it. So we speak your word over those that are ill right now. We speak your word, calling them whole and complete in Jesus. We speak your word, thanking you, Father God, in advance that you are not a man that you should lie. We glorify you, Father, for even touching the people that are going through bereavement right now, Lord God. And right now, Father, I'm just have a desire to ask you to touch Jessica, Father, Amber, and her family, and Anita Runnels, Lord God, the Smith family, the Charlita and her family, the Franklin family, Cynthia Jackson's family, Betty Jo's family, Father God, Lois, Father, her family, and even Pastor Lavona's family, Father God. She's gone through so many situations. And Father God, we thank you for even our very own Dr. PK, Father. We ask that you strengthen them and comfort them in all their ways, Lord. Keep your arms around them like never before, Father God, and let them know that you're right there with them. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing for artists in its entirety. Bless the company. Bless the Diaz de Leon family, Father. Bless those that are working diligently in the warehouse and the offices, oh God, and that are doing the calls, Lord God. We ask that you bless all those that are working in the fields, Lord God, to carry forth these products, Father, that you have placed in all of our hands. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for what you're doing. And you say you do it not by might, nor by power, but it's by your spirit. And we thank you for all of your blessings, for all of your glory, filling our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you this powerful message, you want to share it with someone. That playback number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. Remember, Testimonial Thursday is next on the MMC call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone and reminding us that we should always be grateful. And thank you again, Minister Willa, for that profound message, letting us and reminding us in that we can trust in the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Life is not waiting for the storm to pass. It is about learning to dance in the rain. So, Father, we come to you. We just thank you, Lord, that no matter what's going on in our lives, we can walk by faith and not by sight. We know, Lord, that you have us. We know, Lord, that you are doing the exceedingly abundantly above in our lives, and so we thank you for that. Now, Lord, as each person goes out this day, I pray that you put your hedge of protection around them. I pray, Lord, that our footsteps be ordered. And, Father, as we come back again, we just thank you for the opportunity that even during this season, you still get the victory. The word has not been shut down because of COVID-19. We are not quarantined. Your word is not quarantined. So, Father, we give you praise. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Why his name? Because it never loses its power. Thank you and amen. God bless you, my family. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. God bless you and have a wonderful day.